So I'm kind of curious, Angelos, if you saw a patient like this and you heard the surgery and the tumor described, microcharacteristics with tumor cell necrosis, mitotic rate, if this patient said, what's the chance that this tumor is going to come back and be a threat to my life, what number or range would you give to them, Angelos?
I'm throwing out a number, I'm not sure, by maybe 50%, and Mario probably knows that better than me, that correct number. But what I do with these folks, and I would love your thoughts on this, Mario, is you all have this nomogram for survival, and you can just pull it up online. Is that still relevant? I think it's helpful in terms of counseling, and it's a survival nomogram.
Yeah. And I'm curious about your discussions with this woman. You know, was she thinking that maybe she was going to get chemotherapy? Has she read up on it? How did she feel? Because you recommended no therapy at this point, in spite of significant risk of relapse.
So in terms of the nomogram, we still have it available online. It's available to everyone if you go to our website. There are a few nomograms on there. We are needing to update it based on some more relevant features, and there was a whole low-grade, high-grade as one of the factors that was factored in. So we will be updating that at some point when one of us gets around to having the time to do
yeah,
it, I guess.
I saw your look there.
Yeah. The thing with the nomogram, it can give you a predictive prognostic number, but it unfortunately doesn't tell you what to do to alter that number. So that's limitations with any nomogram. So, you know, after we did the surgery, I already kind of let her know ahead that I was highly concerned for a malignancy. So when I actually told her, she was kind of, I figured that's what it would be. And then our discussion was that, you know, it was cleanly resected. There was no disease in the abdomen. We then did the CAT scan afterwards, not to delay any further, which we probably should have done beforehand in retrospect, but that's fine. It turned out to be no metastatic disease. And we have a clear conversation with them that in a stage one, confined to the uterus, with no metastatic disease, there is no current role for adjuvant therapy, and so we initiated her on observation.
Brian, what are some of the key factors you consider in trying to give a patient or trying to estimate the risk of relapse?
I think the things that jump out to me as most important are size, mitotic rate, and margins. I find it interesting, and I think one of the questions that I would pose to the group just for my own interest was, well, what if she had metastatic disease? Would you have operated?
That's a very good question.
Yeah, no, I was curious also because Mary was saying that she did not have a workup prior to, would you have generally, Angelos, done a workup for metastatic disease in a patient like this before going to surgery?
Was that high index of suspicion and how her ultrasound appeared? Yes, I would.
So again, Angelos, any thoughts about what you look at when you try to determine what the patient's prognosis is going to be?
I would totally agree with what Brian said. Mitotic rate, the size of the tumor, and then also with the uterine lamellar sarcoma, whether there's extension and involvement of the serosa, I think is potentially key as well. You know, other nexal structures, but those are probably the biggest areas I would consider.